David Quake, a relative of one of the deceased army officers, says when he was told his uncle was killed in Toyin North County on Sunday, he rushed to Warrap to receive the body.
So up to now, no one got the bodies of the soldiers that had been killed. I'm now in Warrap, Toyin North County, where the fighting took place. And up to now, there are no forces that have gone back to go and check on the body. So it is like the civilian are the one who are still in control of the place.
On Monday, authorities in Toyin North County told VOA that 25 people, including several top military officers, were killed and dozens of others wounded when personnel from various security agencies clashed with armed civilians in Toyin North on Saturday and Sunday. Warrap State Information Minister Ring Deng Ading said the fighting broke out after authorities in Toyin North dispatched security forces to recover a stolen cattle by suspected raiders from Walbet Payam. He said armed civilians ambushed the security forces and killed 18 soldiers. A source speaking to South Sudan in Focus on condition of anonymity for safety reasons says the armed civilians who control the area are preventing outsiders from accessing it. Quake says relatives of those killed in the fighting are distraught over not being able to bury their loved ones.
If the bodies are still lying on the street, that means already they might have damaged. We are receiving a contradicting information. Some are saying that the bodies have been collected and buried in one place. And some sources are saying no, they have not buried anybody up to now. That means the bodies already got spoiled. It is unimaginable. People are dramatized.
Marial Mayom, a spokesperson for the Red Cross in South Sudan, says a Red Cross team is trying to access the area to help retrieve the bodies and wounded.
There's still discussion going on, but accessibility remains a challenge. Accessibility to the area still remains a challenge.
Warrap State Information Minister Ring Deng Ading says the armed civilians are only blocking soldiers in military uniforms from accessing the area. Deng says community members have likely buried the dead.
The bodies will not be still there until now because it is almost 5 days now. The community members are burying people. Unless the bodies that are hidden, those will be roasted.
The South Sudan Army has yet to provide the names of the military officers killed in the violence. Deputy Military Spokesperson Brigadier General Santo Domich has not answered repeated calls for comment. For VOA News, Amanyang David Mayor in Juba.